Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about being aware of your own emotions. What are you feeling right now? Right at this very second, what emotion are you experiencing? If you're wondering why we're asking, it's because the more you can name your own emotions, the less likely you are to become overwhelmed by them. How does that translate to your relationship? Your awareness can help your loved ones when they experience difficult emotions. It'll help you relate. You know that feeling of disappointment that you felt when your friend left you high and dry, completely ditched you for something or someone else? If you recognize and acknowledge that disappointment, you'll have compassion for your partner when they experience that same feeling. You'll be able to see where they're coming from and can provide words of encouragement for how to work through it. So when you're feeling a certain emotion, name or identify it whenever possible. Say exactly what you're feeling, or maybe what it feels similar to. Where in your body do you feel it? What response is it causing? Can you examine the feeling without judging it? That's important too. Don't judge your emotions. No emotion is inherently negative. Sometimes it's just difficult or uncomfortable. Be easy on yourself and be curious about your emotions, not critical. If you can't pin down how you're feeling, make up a name for it or assign it a color. It may sound a little strange, but hear us out. Talking yourself through it, even when the emotion is unclear, can help provide some clarity. You can say, "I'm feeling gray," which is when I feel some combination of dread, sadness, and guilt in the pit of my stomach. Gray makes me want to procrastinate or dull myself down. While it's unpleasant, I have every right to feel gray, and gray is not inherently bad. So here's today's small thing. Try to expand your emotional vocabulary. When you realize you're feeling a certain way, identify and express that feeling. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.